It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw as they open the Bible and talk about themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hi, and welcome to Bible Talk, where we talk about the Bible and how the Bible affects us today. I'm John Bradshaw. With me is Gary Gibbs. Hi, Gary.
Hi, John. We have a very interesting topic today. We're going to be looking at how can you maintain a vibrant spiritual walk with God.
Today, we're going to discuss some of the biblical keys to spiritual success in the Christian life. Let's talk about something that is perhaps one of the most neglected aspects of the Christian life today. And I mean this all across Christianity, across all churches, and among Christians as a whole. Let's discuss today how to have a real, vibrant, strong, devotional life and be connected to God.
It's so important because I think a lot of times as Christians, what we're depending on to maintain that Christian feeling, that feeling where we want to serve Christ, where we're following the Word of God, we depend upon the pastor feeding us, spoon-feeding us once a week, don't we?
Yes, that's very true. Too many people make that mistake. Going to church is good, I think, a necessity. Receiving the Word in a church setting is great, but what do you do the rest of the days of the week?
Well, you have to eat yourself every day in order to maintain your strength. And it's the same way in our spiritual life. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 15, He said that we have to abide in Him. And if we abide in Him, He says in verse 4 of John 15, that we can then bear the fruit of a Christian life. We can have patience. We can have love. We can have joy. We can have long-suffering. All these fruits of the Spirit come by abiding in Jesus Christ. But you're not going to have that if you're not spending daily time with God.
Jesus described the relationship He wants to have with us as being that like a branch connected to a vine. Now I've got grapevines in my backyard, plenty of them. And here's what I know. When it's time to get out there and prune them, you take those pruning shears and cut off one of the branches. When there's a disconnect, that branch shrivels up and dies. Jesus wants us to be connected to Him, the parent stock. It's only when that connection is there that we can be healthy spiritually. Let's talk about how to maintain a healthy connection with Jesus.
You know, in our world today, we are so busy. There's so many things demanding our time and our energy that by the end of the day, people are exhausted. And then they get up the next morning and they're right back into it on the fast-paced track of life. So where do we find this time, John? Where do we find the opportunity to spend with God? And how much time do we really need?
Okay, where do we find it? And how much time? Firstly, let's establish you got to have it. You've got to have that time with Christ. Relationships are made out of time, aren't they? If you're not putting time into the relationship, before very long, there's going to be no relationship there. We got to take the time. Where do you find it? Now, I'm thinking of the verse in the Bible, in the Psalms, Psalm 63, it's verse 1, where the psalmist says, "Early will I seek thee." Now, that indicates that ideally we ought to be spending time with God early in the morning.
And it's not a bad thing to do. That was Jesus' example. That's a practice that He had. In Mark chapter 1:35, it says, "In the morning, rising up a great while before day, Jesus went out, found a solitary place, and there He prayed." And so it's a good practice. In fact, John, you'll remember the story about the children of Israel as they were exiting Egypt. You know, they spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness before they entered the promised land. Every morning, they received something very special from God. What was it?
That was the manna, the bread, if you will, that came down from heaven, that manna.
And Jesus says in John chapter 6 that manna represents His Word. And the children of Israel had to go out early in the morning before the sun came up to get that bread. It was a little tiny seed, and they ground it into flour, and they made bread. And they could not keep that overnight, or it would rot. So daily they had to find the bread. And Jesus is actually giving us an illustration there. Daily we have to feed on the Word of God ourselves if we're going to have strength to live for Him during that day.
Now, if they didn't go out and get that manna early, after a while it would just melt away and dissolve. You think that's saying that if we don't spend time with the Lord early, chances are the opportunity is going to dissolve and we just won't get that time in?
Well, practically speaking, I know from experience that's exactly what happens. If I don't get up first thing in the morning and spend that time with God, the busyness of the world just comes crashing in on me. I have to find that time with God. But, you know, what if I'm not a morning person? does that mean I've missed my opportunity? What would you say to that?
I'd say whenever your day starts, start with time with the Lord, if at all possible. Generally, it's possible. Whenever your day starts, that's where you start with the Lord. Now, if your day is so busy, maybe you just want to get out of bed just slightly earlier than you do, if that's possible. I'm thinking, though, of the moms who are saying, man, you don't get it. I've got these children and I'm so busy. And the dads who say I have a hectic schedule. What do we say to mom who says the day just starts with babies crying before I'm awake and I just can't find time?
Yeah, many mothers, that's their alarm clock in the morning, is the baby screaming and hollering. I know I've got one child, the way she wakes up is she wakes up crying. But we try to get up before that. And I'll tell you the truth, actually, John, even with the children, once we get the children started for the day, we find our quiet time. We still take that time. My wife is very religious about that, and so am I. We find the time to spend with God, and we're setting an example for our children.
It might be different for different people, but somewhere there, you've got to find that time, quiet time, right? Away from the hassles, away from the distractions, just you and Jesus, so you can really connect and you know that in this day, you've given your heart over to Christ. You've allowed him to see to it that self is dead. He reigns on the throne of your heart. That's how you're going to have peace and a really settled going forward in your day.
Now, the first thing we've talked about here then is that we need a time every day. And some people might not be morning people. Their brain just doesn't function real well. And maybe they'll spend less time in the morning with the Lord, but they need some time with him. And maybe their big bulk of time is later in the evening. But we need a time, no matter where we find that time. But we also, I believe, need a special place to do this, a kind of a little ritual, a place where we go to, we have our books, we have a comfortable place to spend time with God.
I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I want to encourage you listening today to get a hold of our special free offer that we have for you today. We've got a tremendous book that we want to share with you. It's called The Armor of God. You'll be blessed. So get our telephone number, grab that address we're about to give you at the end of the program, and call or write and ask for Armor of God. You'll be charged as you read this. You'll be blessed. And I'm pretty confident it'll be a real addition to your spiritual existence. Gary, the place. Where do we find the place?
Well, you find the place that works for you. There was a time where I was planting trees many years ago for a living. And this was a winter job down in the southeastern United States. And it's dead of winter and it's very cold because it's kind of a wet, damp cold that just cuts right through all the layers of clothing you put on. Well, I was living, John, in the back of a pickup truck, essentially. It was one of these camper trailers that slide into the pickup truck bed.
Yeah, not much room in one of those.
No, and I was sharing it with another gentleman who actually owned it. And so every morning I would get up and I would have my Bible reading time, my study time. But to pray, and I like to pray out loud, to pray I needed to go outside. And going outside meant going out into 30 degree weather or below that. And so I would go out and I had a little pup tent and I would have that time to pray. So I always had a place to go. Now, that's the most extreme. Now, today I have my office. My wife, she likes to have her quiet time in our living room. But we always have a place to go that's kind of part of our ritual where we have our books and we can sit and we can be comfortable and we can think about the Word of God.
It's important to establish a time. It's important to establish a place. We've talked about this connection, establishing the connection through prayer. There's a lot we'll say, I'm sure, at another time about prayer. But prayer is not only it when it comes to your devotional time. You got to spend time in the Word of God. Am I right about that?
You really do. You have to, and that's often a challenge because how many times has someone picked up the Bible? And I know I've done it myself where I start reading and it's just not speaking to me. I'm not getting anything out of it. And so how do you make the Word of God come alive?
Part of that is going to be learning how to mine the Bible, learning how to mine the Bible and find the gems in there. Another part of this is, you know, you get the people who say, I'm going to read the Bible through this year. It's my New Year's resolution. They start in Genesis. Man, and things are going great. They get into Exodus, and that's pretty cool, too, with Moses and the plagues and Egypt and the Exodus. By the time they get to Leviticus, the wheels have fallen off the chariot. They got bogged down like they're in quicksand. Someone says, I'm going to start reading Ezekiel. I'm going to wade through Jeremiah. Nothing wrong with that. But a lot of people aren't going to clearly hear the voice of God speaking to them where they are and about what they're dealing with. So if you go to the Bible and find those parts of the Bible that speak to your heart, mm-hmm. read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, and some of the epistles of Paul, and go to the Psalms and the wisdom of the Proverbs. Don't worry, my advice is, about the parts of the Bible you cannot understand. Work at those and increase your understanding. But if you go to the parts of the Bible that speak plainly and clearly and you can understand, oh, there's so much in there, you're going to grow and be blessed.
And there will be some days where you will study Leviticus. It's like when,
oh, sure.
when I go to eat, you know, you don't eat the same food every day. You get tired of the same meal. And so you have variety. And some days you go out and you eat Indian food. Another time it's Italian.
Yeah, those would be good days, both of them.
If we invite you to eat, I think any day is a good day for you, isn't it?
Amen.
So it's the same way when we come to our spiritual diet. Sometimes I want to study Jeremiah. Other times I want to read 1 John. And so it's how I am led that morning, how I feel, where my appetite is.
I think it's important, too, as a person is spending quiet time with God, that's what it is. You come to the Word of God and let the Lord lead you by whatever means to whatever part of the Bible you're going to focus on. And then not just read it for reading's sake, but read it and listen for the voice of God speaking to your heart. That's important.
It is. You personalize the Word of God as you're reading through it. What does this say to me? And then I like to pray about it. After I have my Bible study time, I like to actually kneel in prayer and talk to the Lord about what I've just read. And I personally like to pray out loud. I find an example in Jesus. He prayed out loud. You find the psalmist must have prayed out loud and others through the Bible because we have their prayers recorded.
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
And so as you pray through what you have learned, it actually makes it more real and personalizes it.
There's another character in the Bible who had a real connection with the Lord, and that was Daniel. Daniel is someone who prayed 3 times a day, obviously fed on the Word of God. And when you get down to Daniel chapter 6, Daniel's in a jam. His life is on the line. He's faced with a death penalty. Is he going to be faithful to God, or is he going to recant his faith? He's faithful to God. He goes home and he prays. And just to read that is a powerful passage. He goes home. He's in his house. He's in the regular room. He kneels and he faces Jerusalem. He does it not once or twice, but 3 times. I mean, if my life was on the line, I might come to your house and go to your garage or your tool shed and pray so nobody's going to see what I'm doing. But Daniel is open about this. He wants to be faithful. Notice the key in Daniel 6 and verse 10. He did what he did aforetime. That was his habit. That was his daily practice. So when his life depended on faithfulness to Christ, his spiritual life was on the line even, he was faithful because he was always faithful.
His entire life sprung out of that personal time with God. That's why he was able to live for God in the midst of a very pagan culture and to always be God's man. And in our day-to-day activities, we need God with us every moment of the day, and it will spring out of our quiet time in the morning.
The time for Bible Talk has come and gone. Thanks for being with us. We look forward to seeing you next time for more on this subject. With Gary Gibbs, I'm John Bradshaw. God bless you. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free, informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for The Armor of God. The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. Or email us at BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.